I'm very happy to welcome to the show Bill Demas. He's running for City Council in District 4. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So why did you decide to run for City Council?
Well, I had thought about it for a while and started getting a lot of calls from a lot of the constituents in the area because they knew that Matthew Ortiz was going to be leaving the council. So a lot of people were calling me and asking me if I would run for that seat. And I thought it over for quite a while and decided back in September of last year to go ahead and run for City Council in District 4.
What have you been doing, and how does that relate to the work of a city councilor?
I've been retired for 5.5 years now. I retired as a chief magistrate judge of the Santa Fe Magistrate Court back in 2006. So I was a judge for several years, for 12 years before retirement. And prior to that, I had a law enforcement background.
What kind of law enforcement?
I was with the City Police Department, with the Santa Fe Police Department. Before I ran for judge, I was doing criminal fraud investigation with workers' compensation.
When we talk about police, we often talk about preventing crime, but we rarely talk about preventing corruption within the police department, which unfortunately is a problem in every town, city, and state in the United States of America. What can be done about that?
I don't see it too much here in the smaller departments. I think you see it in the larger departments where there's more street crime and that type of thing. But as far as corruption in the Santa Fe Police Department, I don't think there's a whole lot of it going on. I mean, we had a problem with the narcotics unit at one point, where a couple of the guys were actually selling drugs themselves, and they got caught doing it. But I would say for the most part here in the Santa Fe Police Department, there's really not that much corruption going on. But to prevent it, it's difficult because you're policing the police, and that's why you have an internal affairs division. But anyone who suspects that it's going on, should call the police department and actually report it.
What about crime in general? Street crime, property crime, other kinds of crimes, gangs, things like that. How do you see dealing with that in Santa Fe?
Well, I can tell you that Santa Fe has a big burglary problem. No matter what the stats are telling you now, we've continued to have a serious burglary problem. But they made 115 arrests last year for burglary. And they're not really getting at the root of the problem. The actual root of the problem is not so much burglars as it is drug activity and drug traffickers. And the people that are committing the burglaries are 95% of them that are actually arrested are affected by drugs of some type. And that is a root problem in Santa Fe.
What can be done about that?
Well, we need to really start doing something about the drug traffickers that are coming into Santa Fe and who have already established themselves. The Santa Fe Police Department right now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but hasn't had a narcotics unit for quite a while now. Once the corruption that you were talking about earlier started happening within the narcotics unit, they dropped the narcotics unit altogether, and they formed a burglary task force within the department. And it consisted of 5 detectives and I believe 1 sergeant, and then they had a street crimes unit which just handled like purse snatching and that the regular street crimes that are going on. They only had 2 people in that division and 1 sergeant. I've been preaching about this for quite a while now in forums and so forth and saying that we've got to have a strong narcotics unit in order to do this.
Not that this is something that the city can speak to, but do you have any feelings about drug legalization?
In a lot of respects, if you legalize drugs, you take the drug traffickers out of it, pretty much. So in that respect, I think you can curb a lot of it. But no, I don't have any really strong opinion on it.
Let's talk about the other issues in Santa Fe. What are the, let's say, the two most important issues that you'd like to do something about?
Well, one of the issues that we're dealing with, of course, is crime, and that's a lot of my background is law enforcement. And I'd like to I started the program of the take home policy back when I was on the council back in the 80s. I was police commissioner back then.
What's that policy?
And the policy was that police officers could take their units home and use
their cars.
Them. Right. And the whole idea was to get officers into the neighborhoods. And that you'd be surprised if you see a police car parked in a neighborhood that prevents crime, prevents somebody from breaking into a house or whatever it might happen to be. We also encouraged the officers to take their units, when they went to get a haircut or when they went to the grocery store or whatever it might happen to be, as long as they weren't transporting their families. Well, the program worked great for a number of years, but now they've increased the limit that they can take their vehicles home to.
Also, so many people live in Rio Rancho.
That's exactly what I was getting to.
Yeah.
So a majority of the officers now aren't living in Santa Fe. They're not living in our community anymore longer. So the program has lost its effect in that respect. So what we need to do, and I've got an idea how we can do this, is I think we have an incentive pay program with the police officers now, and that's on swing shift and graveyard. They're paid an extra 10% on swing shift and 15% on graveyard. As an incentive. What I would like to see is an incentive for the officers who live here in town to receive 10, 12, 15% increments on their salary to keep them here in town. Now, that's not going to bring back the people that are commuting to Rio Rancho or Albuquerque, because they can buy a castle in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho for next to nothing in comparison to the cost of living here in Santa Fe. So what I'd like to see is all the new hires that are coming in to have either a 10 or a 15-mile radius that they can take their units home. And it's not going to happen overnight where we get all our officers back, but it will happen over a number of years where the officers will start living here in town, and we can start getting them back into our neighborhoods.
One other issue that you would really like to address, not police or crime related.
One other issue. Let me think. I would guess the other issue would probably be, a bond issue that's coming up although we haven't heard much about it.
Which one?
The new bond issue that's coming up, the $22.8 million, I believe, that's coming up for a vote now on March the 6th. There's a lot of things in that bond issue that are good. The problem that I have with a bond issue at this point is that with having to hire 27 new firefighters in the fire department and also maintaining the park, the new park, when we're having problems maintaining the parks that we have right now, where the money's going to come from to actually hire these officers for the recurring salaries and so forth. So, that's going to be an issue, and the city's going to have to figure out a way to do that.
What about economic development?
I think I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's a new project that was that's being talked about right now. In fact, I think it's in the works, actually. At the rodeo grounds, the Rodeo Association is talking about having an indoor arena there, which is great. That'll bring in a lot of people, a lot of big-time rodeos, and they also want to have concerts there and other things. So, that'll help stimulate the economy a little bit. My understanding is that the city has already set aside $100,000 to help in that cause, and, that's one good project.
Bill Demas is running for City Council in District 4. Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.